Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas. And this is our podcast.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hello. Hello, we were just talking about...
Willies
having to fend off bastards at the reduced aisles.
Oh, people are very handsy and they need to cut it off.
Because I've been, in fact, only yesterday I was at the reduced aisle in Tesco, and this guy was literally just, I was there, and I'll only go in and have a proper look if there's no one else there, because people cannot be trusted. Yeah. And then suddenly this guy was like, over me, and I'm like, oh, moving out of the way now, am I?
Yes.
Because what else can you do unless you just one day I'm just gonna get off with them.
You just turn around and be like, finally, yeah. Is this not what you wanted?
Yeah.
Like, why were you touching the small of my back?
Exactly. I'll go, one of them, are you?
One of them.
I'll see that one. So it was just a very funny callback. That wasn't.
You had to be there.
So I've had mileage issues. You can help me with this, Anna.
Right.
So this is the riddle that I'm faced.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my car, they said, I mean, this might be very boring.
Oh, but I'm on board. We'll find out.
So when I got my car,
aye,
I was told it had done 40,000 miles, right?
Oh, similar, mine.
So, we'll see if it is similar. So then on the screen said reset at 38,000, which I thought was weird, because I thought if your car's only 40,
yeah,
why are you resetting at 38? So then when I then got my MOT done, which was like, I don't know, 6 to 8 months after, about 8 months after,
yeah,
it says 55,000 miles. So I was like, well, that's fucking weird. That is,
well, that you, so you've done
15,000 miles in 8 months during a pandemic.
You'd notice if you were doing 15,000 miles in that time.
Exactly. Like, often I was just going up the road and back just to, so the car didn't, because with my old car, the battery died. It's just been on the drive so much.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Yeah. So I was like, well, that's weird. And then suddenly, instead of the reset 38,000 miles,
mm-hmm,
it now says it's done 60,000 miles. So there's no way in just over a year now that I've done 21,000 miles in a pandemic.
You'd notice.
Exactly. So I messaged this guy at the car thing, and he just did that typical man thing where they try and he first of all, he said, are you sure you haven't got it on kilometres rather than...
Fuck's sake.
That is something I would do, to be fair. But I checked, and then he was like... Because I was like, well, what about the reset thing? That doesn't... And then he sort of was like, what do you want me to say? I've never known of a car just going up in miles for no reason, and it just made me feel very sort of like a silly woman. But the fact of the matter is, it said reset, so now I need to, because on an episode of 24 Hours in Police Custody, there was, these lads said that they were not kidnapping this man, they weren't there, and there was a hat on the floor that had one of their DNAs in it, but no thank you. So they said, no, it wasn't me, I must have someone with similar DNA.
Oh no.
But anyway, they had this car had in it, without them knowing it, like a tracking, but not like that the police had put it. It was something that the car actually had.
Like a GPS sort of thing that like tracked
that
where
they said
were.
Where they'd been, where the car had been and all that. So I'm thinking maybe there's a way of finding out, because when the car was reset. Because that's my answer. So I haven't gone back to the man, because until I'm going to gather my evidence, and then I'm going to hit him with a fucking...
Do it. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, because something's not right. Because then I got in a flap and I said to my partner, I said, well, so should I ask for more miles? Because I've obviously done more. And he was like, no, you need to find out how to... And I was like, yes. So I'm going to go, I feel like Erin Brockovich.
I love that film.
It's with Julia Roberts
and bloody everything. Like, oh, I want to be her. She's a Scorpio as well.
Oh, is she?
She's a Scorpio, and every time I see her, I'm like, that's what I'm like. Well, you're Scorpio as well.
Yeah, very, yeah.
First time I saw you, Julie Andrews. No, that's not it. Was it Julia Roberts? You're just running around fields.
Just as a dinosaur. Yeah.
Spinning around. Oh, I love Julia. Not Julia, but I love her too.
I've heard that Julia, this is one that breaks my heart. I've heard she's a knob.
No, I thought you were going to say nonce.
Oh, God, no.
My
she's
heart.
Not a nonce, but
she's not a knob, no. She could be illegal.
I've heard it from, I think, only one source, or maybe two sources.
Do we trust the source?
Source I. Yeah.
Have they met her?
No.
Then I won't. No. I can't taint. I literally watched Pretty Woman on the other day. Have you got a whisker?
Yeah.
Make a wish.
What?
Pull it out, make a wish.
It'll be massive, I bet. Oh, look at that. I'm whiskered.
Whiskered.
Whisker fucking. I've got more whiskers than a cello lately.
You can pull them out and play them like a harp or something.
Oh, I do hope, because I find it difficult to differentiate between people's roles and who they are as people. So to me, Julia Roberts will always be Erin Brockovich, just an absolute badass.
I love Vivian
in
Pretty Woman,
yeah.
Oh, I love her so much. That her character in that, where she's just like so lovable and stuff, and so like, I don't know, like childlike and playful and just innocent and sort of like singing The Prince.
Yeah.
And when she goes, I put a tweeted and everything, like recorded on Instagram, everything. The scene where she, so there's a shop that snubs her, and then she goes back in, she's like, and what? But she doesn't do that. She goes like, you didn't see me the other day. And big mistake or whatever. You work in commission. Big mistake. Oh, I love it. I want that. Someone snubbed me so I can walk back in with empty bags of shopping. with my bloody life. You guys don't know. I will do shopping.
At a gig where no one speaks to you, and then when you've done a set and you've done well, then people are like trying to like sniff your bum.
I hit it, like, so they find out you can't get them anything or whatever, and so they don't talk to you, and then you do okay at a gig, whatever, and they come up and introduce him. And I try and be like, oh, it's not about me. Maybe they were nervous pre-gig. But I'm also like, no. Like, I tried to talk to you before. I don't say this to them, but I find it hard. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and you can tell, I find it very hard to hide it if I don't like someone.
Yeah.
Or like, think, oh, well, I'll talk. I won't be rude, but I won't be like, hi. Just like, thing. I'm like, it's very hard when they've done that to be like cheerful and stuff, because I'm like, I try and be like, it's not about me, maybe they were having an issue, da-da-da. But I'm also like, no, why have you come up to me now?
But I think that it's if they like, because I had it the other day where I was really nervous before the show, and I found it there was a lot of sort of industry chat and people knew each other, and I sort of got in my head a bit about it, and then afterwards I just said, oh, sorry, I wasn't that chatty to begin with. So I think and then I said, oh, I was just a bit nervous. So I think if people have genuinely it is due to nerves. I think they say.
Yeah, because I've done that before. Same recently, similar thing where it was like I was so nervous I was going to die in front of like people I didn't want to die in front of that I like couldn't really have good conversations and stuff. And I was like, but I did say to them even, I'm going to have to remove myself because I'm a bit nervous.
And then press the button. Yeah.
Just open a manhole cover, just jump in.
Have you ever seen when an ostrich poos? It's like a shoot. You know, like when in the supermarket when there's too much money and then they put it in the thing and send it up. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, because they're very high up on the ostrich.
Yeah. So like, just me and my partner were on a walk once, and it was like a hatch opened, and then a fucking like a something from Star Trek like, just fucking launched out, and we both looked at each other and were like,
we'll see something life changing. Like, yeah. We're not the same people after seeing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my! I want to see an ostrich poo now. Where have you seen ostriches?
Like, there's on our regular walk. There's ostriches and peacocks.
And peacocks
and sheep.
Lovely. Oh, I need to walk around there. Be my element. I don't see anything. Not even a pigeon.
Really?
Nothing. Other dogs.
We see it all.
Is it?
Yeah. Dogs, butterflies.
Butterflies?
Yeah.
Oh, I think one of my dogs is scared of butterflies. Anything winged, they don't enjoy.
Even because there's a regular, I don't know if it's the same one, but there's a regular robin.
Oh.
As well.
Did I ever tell you about the robin who visited our house?
Yes.
The man who was coming knocking the window. My mum like looked up online because it kept banging on the window. We were like, is it okay? Is it trying to escape from something? And then we'd go to the window and fly away. And turns out it was trying to flight, is it reflection? So my mum Googled to find out how to stop it doing that. And she drew on the windows in highlighter. Because apparently if you draw like a grid or something, it stops the reflection as much, breaks it up. So it stops trying to fight itself. Carried on trying to fight itself. So I'd post about that on Instagram all the time, being like, oh, look, the robin's back. Hello. Comedian Jack Campbell, lovely boy. Then messaged me telling me that robins only live for like 3 weeks or something.
What?
3 months. So that, and it'd been a long time. Just basically saying it's probably a different robin because the one's probably dead. Yeah.
3 weeks?
I think it's 3 weeks. Where's my phone?
But robins are Christmas creatures.
Exactly. So they don't live, so if it's returning every year, it's not the same robin.
Yeah. Says who?
Me!
No, I'm not believing it.
Try not Google it, because I don't want to believe it either. Oh, it just came up with how long to boil an egg. I was going to Google how long to rob his live. How long to boil eggs.
This is both the same amount, 3 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, imagine only living for 3 minutes. I guess you wouldn't know anything else, would you?
No, it's like fish. When they, their memory is like 3 seconds, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're like Dory. So what is it?
Do you want me to Google it? Because it really upset me when I found out.
Oh yeah, but I just want Jack to be wrong.
So for look, I was going to look in the message. Should I see? I think it's because sometimes they'll message me it just to remind me and just be like they die. Like, oh, thanks, Jack.
No, don't.
What is it?
Oh, you know, don't
I'll Google it.
Yeah, I don't trust his source.
How long do robins? Looks like
I'm living with him in Edinburgh, so I'm gonna
check. Oh, he's lovely by you.
Yeah, so, but if this turns out to be true,
wait a sec, is it 2 years? Yeah,
I'm gonna put dead robins in his bed.
And if they live for 3 minutes, you're going to be piled up with them.
Yeah.
13 months in captivity.
Captivity? What does that mean? In prison?
Yeah. Well,
what about in real life? In nature?
Live for in nature. Nature. The lifespan of a robin who lives past his first year, I don't like that bit, is 5 to 6 years in the wild. However, in captivity, they've been recorded to live for as long as 14 to 17 years old. So that's even better. I'm very confused.
Yeah.
Oh, this is American robin, so.
Well, what have they got that ours haven't? Fucking bacon and pancakes.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, get bacon and pancaking those.
What do they have in America?
I don't know. They've injected
more racism.
Yeah, and you know, robins, they thrive off of racism.
I mean, oh, Britain's got quite a bit of racism going on.
That's true, that's true.
How long do robins live? A robin's lifespan is 13 months on average due to high mortality among robins in their first year. We need to start nurturing robins in their first year. Get them a little robin schools or something. What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Do robins recognise humans? Robins can definitely recognise you by your movements schedule. I don't like that.
Well, but the robin, if it is the same robin, there's a robin that always joins us on our walk. And then the girls that come here that have met in the dog place,
they
have a robin visit them that they think is their dog that has passed.
Oh, I love that.
So she's got a tattoo of a robin.
Little robin.
I want to get a tattoo of a robin.
Do it. Cause
on my face.
Have you
resting on my nose.
I thought you meant like you looking like a robin, so like your nose would be like colour in orange or something, and maybe down there like your mouth, like a
beak.
Yeah, a beak. And then I don't know about the chest. I guess you could do your neck like the robin's chest.
And my mouth is like the its red body.
Oh.
Whereas I think no, I just want a robin on
your
my
nose.
Bones.
Sat, just perched, yeah. Like and like. On a slide. We'll get it done.
Obviously will.
When I was a strange place at the time, like stressed out and stuff, so I'd tell myself that this was like a spiritual thing, the robin visiting. So I'd be the same, and I'd be like, it's a message for me. Because this, isn't it?
I like to think it's my mum coming to visit.
Yeah! Like I thought it was my Shih Tzu, Shushu Wing. not as poignant at all. Like, I'm sure she.
I think their dog was a Shih Tzu.
Is it? Is it? Have you got any Shih Tzus in your past life?
No.
What does a robin visiting mean? Rob does a robin visit mean? Someone's already googled it. The scene is Robin's. Is this one tapped on?
Oh, it's the fucking. It's the ghosts of the Taekwondo.
The ghosts of the Taekwondo.
It is, they're upstairs.
They're frolicking. Robins are also seen as a sign of visits from our deceased family members or loved ones in the spiritual world, and many people take a visit from one as a sign of one that one is on its way.
What?
What? Many people take a visit from one as a... What, that a death is on its way?
No, it doesn't mean that. It means that death has happened and they're communicating through the robin.
Yeah.
Not that someone that we love is about to die.
Yeah, that's a horrible thought.
Yeah, fuck that.
But, well, my fuck robin that. Had a very urgent message fucking smashing into the window.
Well, yeah. A bloody bee did that the other week. I was teaching the young... I was doing reading with the youngest and there was a weird... and he was laughing. Not the child, not the bee. The bee was having a terrible time.
Oh, bless it. The bees have short memory as well. Do you think it was like, oh, what's this about? Like, oh.
I feel like bees don't live that long.
Oh, they should. Oh, imagine if they lived like hundreds of years and we just had a clue.
Because then why would people be like, save the bees?
True.
People aren't like, shorten the bees' lives, they live too long. Not quite as catchy. Do you follow, you know, Lindsay Santoro?
Oh, I love her.
She's fantastic. And she she took a photo of a fucking bird. Full on. Like, flew into the glass. And it did, like, you know, it looked like, you know, when kids paint their hands and do things, the bird was like full on, it was printed.
Like a potato print?
Yeah.
Of like the bird on the window.
Yeah.
You see the wings. Wait, it wasn't dead, the bird was gone, it was just the imprint on
unless
it.
It's just like, ooh.
Oh, bless it. How disoriented in the. What do you think? Birds. So you know, like, in that Jim Carrey film where it turns out he's in, like, a show?
The Truman
Show. Truman Show. Do you think birds, when they fly into a window, they've got, like, birds... they think they're in something like that, like in a simulation or something, and then they've got bird conspiracy theories of being like, no, I've flown to the edge of the world. It wouldn't let me go past.
But that is very... That is, like, a brilliant routine or something. I think you should write that down.
Should I write it down?
Bird's eye view.
Are you... are people going to think I'm not okay? Because I genuinely think... Well,
they might not, but I think it's very interesting and has a lot of legs.
Like birds.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it. Yeah. What do I put? Yeah. Birds flying into windows.
Well, I think it's the same as what we said about like animals on the road. I think it's because they've just been in a field and they're just like walking to the next field, and then there's this fucking great road.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And I think birds are like that. They're like, oh, I'm having a lovely time, and then they're like, oh my god, I'm in a... What is this? They're like caught in a washing line because they're in someone's garden.
And they must say to each other, like, you know, we say about, like, alien abductions.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you'll never believe I got caught by this, like...
Yeah.
Box.
They have traps.
That's got the sun coming out of it, and it's light, and it's got this thing, and it was moving, and the birds would be like, the Gary, the pigeon.
Back on the acid.
Oh, he's been eating right off the street, that pigeon. All right, what have you been on?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you think they're going to go talk to each other and...
Can we just like bring in some robins and just me and you live in here forever with a family of robins?
Happily. I mean, happily. Takeaways exist for a reason. That we can happily just stay in one place, never leave again.
We'll probably have to bring your mum.
Bring my mum. Oh, she'd love it. Yeah.
Your mum and the robins. Your mum wears skirts, don't she? So she can carry some robins.
We'll like, scoop them up.
like my gran and her. I told you, didn't I? Oh. She spent the afternoon with the bee up bus girl.
No, you didn't tell me that. The afternoon.
Yeah. She had been buzzing like... for like hours, and then it turned out she had just had a bee bumping around on her summer dress.
Did she think she had like tinnitus or something? Just well, like
tinnitus of the fanny.
I got to the doctor and my foof is buzzing.
It's vibrating. Do you know what? Earlier today I thought, oh, my phone's gone off, like vibrated. My shoulder just vibrated, but it wasn't nowhere near my... Unless there were people like, the 5G. And it's like... There was TikToks like that, wasn't there?
Yeah, like twitching and being like, since they put like the 5G masks up. Hey, get Googling, you never know. You might...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So have some 5G in your shoulder. Imagine if it was all true and we've been laughing about it, and it turns out in like, I don't know, 20 years we're going to be, I don't know.
Yeah. And there's people that don't want us to know. So, like, in the night, because when we're sleeping, like, our teeth are now, like, magnetic. And then when we're sleeping, all these things are coming, flying towards our teeth. So then our loved ones, like, your mum is... Well, you know it's not your mum, because she wouldn't have got up the stairs.
No, the stair lift's broken. She can't move.
But someone... Well, unless your dogs. Your dogs take off all the metal that's come to your
teeth.
To your teeth.
But why just at night? Why wouldn't it happen in a day?
Oh, because when you're sleeping, you're so relaxed that the magnets, whereas your brain waves are interfering with the magnets in the day, but when you're asleep, your brain waves are more relaxed.
Oh, don't give me ideas. I'll never sleep again. If I think, you know what I'm like.
Yeah, but don't you think that sounds mental?
Absolutely, and that's why it's something that would keep me up at night. Because in a few months' time, you'd be like, Anna, why are you so tired? I'm like, because I think the fucking like forks are going to fly into my teeth area. I'm scared I'm going to wake up with staples in my mouth.
But you'd have chipped teeth.
I have got a gap in my tusk, so it'd go straight through there. Staple.
Yeah, only if it was like a fucking little tiny pizza.
Tiny an pizza? Angle.
Yeah, coming up like a disc.
What magnetic pizzas have you seen, girl? Or is it just everything, like Matilda?
I forgot, yeah. No, maybe there's... the pizza's been cut with a metal roller.
Oh, and that's come flying.
Yeah.
But what do you think I keep in my bedroom? What do you think I'm up to? Bloody, like, pizza rutting it, to be fair.
I went once. Was I with... I think I was with two comics. And... they went, you know that? There's like a kebab... No, I guess a kebab place. Opposite the Frog on Oldham Road.
Vaguely, yeah.
Well, fucking don't go there, because I've had two...
The kebab place, not... Yeah, kebab.
Yeah. One time, I've been there twice. First time, there was almost a gas canister explosion. And they said, oh, don't worry about it. I said...
And the whole building on fire. Yeah. Like, people run out screaming and they're still, like, carving the kebab, off this, like, thing.
And then the second time, I went there and I said to the comedian I was with, I do not trust this place because of the gas canister explosion.
Yes.
And then he said, no, it's really good. And I was looking around, I was going, I do not trust this place. But in the end, I was hungry and I trusted my friend. And then I got some food, sat down, eating away, a fucking staple in my dinner.
How did a staple get in there? What are they doing? What paperwork are they doing? Well, maybe you were there
sleeping.
Me sleeping. that, you know, I wouldn't rule out. I have a lovely little kebab crawl under a seat after sleep. I would not rule it out, girl.
Staple diet, innit?
Right. So did you carry on eating it? Did you stop?
I said, look now. Do you realise that I was right? And then my friend goes, don't make a fuss.
I'd make many fusses, but yeah. I'd be polite. I'd be like, I'm really sorry, but there's metal in this. Like,
but why are you sorry that they've put stationery in your dinner?
Well, I don't think they do it on purpose.
Well,
but it's still...
tell that to the gas canister.
What do you think they were doing? Oh my lordy.
Yeah, bloody hullabaloo. So I won't be going there again in a hurry.
You have given me a new fear. I'm bad with food anyway, but that stipples. Did it hurt your tough?
Huh?
Did it hurt your tough?
I don't know, my teeth are so fucked anyway.
Oh, fuck, good lovely
teeth.
Oh,
they are backwards.
Backwards? What do you mean?
Behind the scenes.
Oh, right.
Like the ones that... Not my teeth are back to front. Yeah, did I tell you about when I had when me and my partner were in the early stages of dating and we went and we went really out of the way for I think he'd come with me to a gig and then we were really hungry late at night, so we were trying to find, so we really like hounded the area for food. Ooh. And then we found this place, absolutely delicious, and then I was like, Why is the rice so crunchy? And I was eating my own tooth.
No.
Yeah. So and then it's never. And then I went to the emergency. You know the doctor, the dentist, we paid £19 the one on Oxford Road because students do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And so I went there, and then they put like a some white filler in it.
Yeah.
And they said, whatever happens, do not just live your life like this forever. Go to the dentist to get it sorted out. And what do you think I did?
Carried on with a temporary filling, is it?
Yeah.
Go on.
And then what was it? But it was white.
Yeah, but they do like temporary, and then it just to cover it. Do they put like a medicine thing, pack it in, and then they put stuff on top just to?
Well, maybe.
Keep
but
it
now
going.
Look, it's now come out, and I'll be living this life with half a tooth. Can you see it?
We've all been there. Good. I think mine be the same. Tooth, but I've got a temporary one. It's because we eat all our food goes back there, doesn't it? You're rumble tumble.
Yeah, but
rumble tumble.
That sounds like if you're trying to. Teach a kid gymnastics.
Yes, sorry guys, just got to do a rumble tumble. Oh, if I could roly-poly, I'd never stop.
You know, in Birmingham, they say gamble.
What? 250 to what?
A roly-poly.
Gamble?
Yeah, gamble.
Gamble?
Well, Alice. What? Alice will know. She was the president. Yeah. Oh, Alice, you were going to come to the gig on Thursday. It's been cancelled.
Oh, no.
But not for tickets, just in case you're wrong. Why would you think that?
But it's not
sold tickets.
Well, what gig was there? What
band? For the Goods, I've never met them. The Good Kids.
Oh my God, you would love them. Alice, yeah. Back me up on this. But if you've seen them, like, cracking boys. Oh my God, you'd love them. They are very good kids.
Well, I was looking forward to meeting them.
You'd love them.
I was doing the gig and then blessed them. It's really nice of them, actually. They didn't realise that they thought the bar was closing just for the comedy, but the bar isn't, so regulars would be wandering around, so they're like, we don't want it to be a shit gig, so we're going to pull it.
Oh, right.
It's so really nice.
Yeah, that is good, and it shows that they care about how it's actually going to go and not just the money coming from it.
Exactly.
It's good.
Yeah, ever so nice. And because as well, if you're going to... Because I mean, I may be wrong in my assumptions, but I gather that they welcome alternative acts.
Yeah, because they're quite alternative themselves, but also...
That's what I assumed. So, and because I was closing it, so I thought, you're not booking me expecting Jim Davidson, are you?
You're not. Very similar. Very.
So it's good that they did that, because there's nothing worse than getting to a gig and then it's just a fucking... Oh, my God. In the early days of comedy, where you're just literally standing in a bar where poor people have worked all week and just want to... fucking quiet, and then here you are saying,
I know what you're thinking, I look like a German boy.
Like, no one wants that.
No, like they have no idea, and then like some comedians will be angry, be like, well, they're not laughing. So they didn't know they were coming to a comedy night. It's a different frame of mind, like,
exactly.
To come in and sit and watch someone, or you're going to sit there and watch football and stuff, and people have been like, oh, I'm doing stand-up comedy, stood in front of a TV screen, and people just want to watch the football behind me. I'm like, yeah, just move then.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd be awful if I was that promoter and I knew that they had the football on in the gig. I would just pull the gig. I'd be like, I'm sorry, but this is not going to work. No one wants us to do this gig. We don't want to do it.
No.
I know some are good for practice and things like that, and it make you a stronger thing, but also I just think sometimes it's a bit self-indulgent in those sort of the gigs.
Well, do you know, Thursday just gone, I did this wonderful gig, and everyone was like, and then a bit like that, and then the promoter, whilst I was on, just goes, I just want to apologise for the football that is currently coming through that speaker that we can't get rid of. And my bloody ears didn't have a clue.
So you were just doing your set,
yeah,
and it was Bob passes to John, and John passes to blah, 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 and you were just like, so yesterday, kicked a hedgehog. You've never kicked a hedgehog. I don't know where those words are
going
right
now. Last
week,
reading my diary.
Yeah. Today, dear diary, today I kicked a hedgehog.
The end.
And it's just day after day of that.
But yes, I felt quite sorry because I went, can you hear football? And they're all like, yes.
And you just, do they think that you were just ignoring or using it as part of it?
I don't know. I feel very, now from the off, I am like very upfront about my hearing because it's something that happened lately. So maybe they thought, oh, well, she can't hear it. But yeah, didn't have a clue.
Well, that's nice though, like less distracting.
Well, yeah, not for them though, because they couldn't get it off. I don't even know, because this was in a community hall, so there wasn't even football happening at any place in the hall.
So what speakers was it coming from?
Exactly. It must be like, you know, in Friends where they turn the light switch and they don't know where the light switch.
Oh yeah, and it's blinking. So there's someone like two doors down or something trying to turn the football up, being like, why is it coming through? And then you're coming through. So today I kicked 20 hedgehogs. I lined them up in a row and they're like, I just want to watch.
I don't want to listen to some bloody woman having a breakdown.
Why, where's she finding all these hedgehogs? I've seen one a year. Where's she coming across 20 a day?
Oh, it's sad as well that he wouldn't have got the full experience as well, because I had a signer.
A sign
Yeah.
Oh my god, what sort of gig was it? It was like a sign language.
So it was for Sikh Festival, which is for disabilities, illness, all that sort of stuff. And it was so I didn't even think I was told, but then forgot about the signer. And he was genuinely, you know, when you meet someone at a gig and you're like, fucking hell, I'm gonna follow them on everything, and like, he was just such a lovely guy. And he was and he was like so excited for, because did you know Abbott are gonna come and do, they're doing like a hologram
tour.
So he's like so excited about that, just this fabulous man that was just lovely. And
I love him already, and
he goes to Edinburgh every year, and I think I'm gonna, because I haven't, I'm gonna, if I do a, like, if Edinburgh goes all right, I'll probably put in some shows with the signer and
do it.
I wish I'd done it already, but I didn't know about this man.
That's incredible, because it's like, because I was literally, it's weird you saying about that, because I was literally thinking about it the other day, because I was watching something else with, and they had live people, not dead people, sorry, but it was like a talks and stuff and panels, and then they'd have sign language people on the side doing it, and they would swap, like changing the guards partway through and things. And I was watching, incredible, thinking, how do you do this and thing? And then I was thinking, why is this such a big thing for me? I was thinking, there's so many places and so many theatres and stuff where people, if you're deaf, you just don't get to.
Yeah.
So I get that. Do if you can for your comedy show, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
At least one or two, and then have it advertised there. So then.
Well, it was one of those things to mention in the brochure, and that's, I think that's gone now. So I might ask. Well, I need to see if this man's free, because I don't really want to do it with him.
Yeah.
He's just wonderful.
Exactly, especially like, if it's something he's relying on. He's going to be working with what you're talking. It'd be good to have someone who get on a good rapport.
Yeah.
Rapport, is that the word? So then you can bounce off each other, and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we became a double act in the end.
Is it?
It's just fantastic. Oh. Just really good fun. Really nice guy. But not deaf. So he was fascinated with sign language and then sort of talk. But something that I thought was very interesting, do you know that it doesn't directly translate?
What do you mean?
It's interpretate, not a word. Why am I saying it weird?
Translate.
It doesn't, it's not directly, so like, say if I said, so it's not directly word for word.
No, it's the
he
thing,
has to like translate it in his head of what I've said, and then translate it into the language of the sign.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's that with lots of languages though, because there's different versions of like the Bible and stuff, because people, you know, when you do like, you look up like a synonym of a word, and there's different ones, you're like, well, that's a different connotation to that one. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
So that's how people end up saying that, like, being gays are sin and stuff, because the way they've interpreted a translation and stuff like that. So it's in all languages, but especially, like, I just like a tiny bit of, and I want to pick it up again, of British Sign Language in uni, like a tiny course of it, and I know a little bit, but it is that, they sort of, like, it's your own sort of. This, obviously,
we should learn it.
We should, shouldn't we? Because the more I think about it, I'm just thinking, like, imagine having me and, like, the stuff you miss out on and stuff, and, like.
Yeah, and as well, it was quite. Well, if ever I said fuck, it's like quite a.
Bloody hell, Tony. Right on it,
isn't it? Yeah, it's quite like a hard.
There was one bit of one of the panels, someone was talking about when. It was Do you know Ghosts, a BBC thingy programme?
Yeah.
So they were doing a panel, and then it was like a comedy festival thing, and they were doing a panel, and one of them was talking about, in one of their Edinburgh shows, their testicle fell out, and but they were doing it on purpose or something, but not in a funny way, in part of the show. And I was kicking myself after that I didn't look over to the sign language person when they were doing this bit. Because trying to like sign that about I just want to know what testicle is in sign language.
And the droopiness of
it. And like, to get me like, because that's the thing with it. So I remember one bit from the course is when they were saying about rain. So if it's heavy rain, they would just be more emphatic with the rain sign rather than doing.
heavy
rain. Yeah. They would just show it in one go. Like, I just think it's incredible.
It is fascinating.
But you know what? Let's go to some classes, Aria. I'd be right up for that.
Yeah, we should film it as well. I think it'd be funny. Not that I'm only doing things for the,
for the socials.
What were we saying about the noise of being distracting? Was that just with the what did you say before the football?
Football gigging. I don't know.
Because I went to Rill with the kids and my partner.
When did you go to Rill?
I told you this.
Oh, you went on a little holiday again. Yeah. I was saying, hope my people treat you well. That's it, I remember.
They did actually.
Good.
I think it was more of us that did not treat your people well.
Oh, what were you doing?
Oh, day one, the lady in the guest house place knocked on the door because the kids had gone fucking running around and knocking on doors and stuff. It was mortifying. But we went into this place, one of the arcades, and there was someone just doing bingo, but to no one. I couldn't find where the fucking bingo was, and it was just someone saying the numbers and that over and over again through a loudspeaker. And the kids were like, oh, it doesn't matter, let's go on the stuff. And after like,
I could not leave them.
Yeah, after like 5 minutes I was like, I cannot be here with this person just. And to let
Oh no, that would drive me mad.
It was
if I couldn't find the source of it,
yes!
I'd just take it off of my brain. That would drive me. Oh no! So yeah. You never found the source?
No, right? Never. And then the funny thing was, we then went to the seaside, then for fish and chips, then for like bungee thing, and then
that's a big day.
And then dodgerming, and we went past it, and it was still going.
Do you
think?
3 hours. Imagine, oh my god, imagine if no one else could hear it and you were being haunted by the entire bingo hall.
That were trying to get through to the other side.
Yeah, and that they couldn't until they won. And that's what they were doing in the afterlife, just all day playing bingo, stamping away. And they didn't know they were dead and they were just playing this bingo. Oh, there's a show in that.
That's so upsetting. I feel like I've let them down.
Well, get back there, shout out some numbers, 69, and they'll all have a lovely time. They'll like,
That is a good show.
Yeah, should we good? Actually, I think we're just doing ghosts, but in the bingo hall. Yeah, I think we're doing that. Thanks. So.
Oh,
I used to play bingo in after school club.
After school
club? Yeah.
After school club for 80 year olds.
Yeah. I used to love it. They had like a little plastic like bingo thing.
Yeah.
And like, I was such a shy thing at school. Apart from when it came to bingo, I'd be like, ew.
It's exciting though.
Can I be the reader? I'd love it. And yeah. I just love the action of like, it was a little plastic thing and you'd like rolling and go, the thing, and then one little ball would fall out and you'd have to shake it sometimes because it would, you know what I mean? It was manual. You'd have to like get the ball out and it'd roll down and I'd be like, oh, 7. Oh no, that's a 1. And, I loved it.
Yeah, it's great. I used to do it it used to be like after a pub quiz on a Sunday. They'd do bingo and I won. Some wonderful Jack Daniels glasses once, as in
eyeglasses or drinky glasses.
Drinking glasses.
Why did I go straight to like eyeglasses? Like, yeah, sure.
But the bad thing about the glasses was that they were square, so when you drink,
I had one of them.
The liquid comes out the side.
Yes, and they're very heavy glasses. So
yeah,
I got like in uni, I got a bottle of Jack Daniels, and it came with one of those glasses, very heavy bottom and things like that, isn't
it?
Can
I just get something that was a fucking free gift?
100%. 120%.
I was so chuffed.
But hey.
Yeah, you drink them and it just comes out either
exactly.
Side.
There's a reason glasses are round. Otherwise, you just don't know what angle to get.
No, you should do it on the corner of a square. Then you've got the other fucking. It's just chaos.
Jack Daniels, if you're listening, stop it.
Imagine if he was and he wrote.
What, him?
It's probably he's dead now.
I don't know. Did he name it after himself? Because if so, you imagine making like a pair of socks and calling them, these are Anna Thomas's.
Yeah, you should.
Should I?
Yeah.
All right.
You put Anna Thomas.
Thomas.
That was silly. I do apologise.
We wish you a merry Thomas.
Oh, shall we say farewell?
Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you. Farewell. So long. Farewell. And Anna says goodbye.
This is the end.
Not for forever, though. We're out every Wednesday on Patreon and Sunday on all other podcast places.
Please leave a review and tell a friend, because that is nice.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.